From NPR News, it's day to day. The conflict between Russia and Georgia is worrying energy traders. Russia is one of the world's largest producers of oil and natural gas, and key pipelines go through the entire region. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, how has the fighting affected the flow of oil and natural gas in that region? Has it really affected it yet?
Well, Alex, there have been some wire reports that Moscow has blocked oil tankers. Russia's denying that. The big international players in the Georgia region are Chevron, BP, to some extent Exxon. The BP-led group suspended oil flows to the Georgian port of Supsa in the Black Sea and gas exports to Turkey via Georgia on Tuesday because of security concerns. And BP officials told me today that the Supsa pipeline, that pipeline is still closed, but that it's relatively small. It only accounts for 45,000 barrels of oil. There is another larger pipeline, but it was closed because of an unrelated event. Traders, though, estimate this is big, that the markets, the BP-led group, is losing up to 1 million barrels per day in supplies.
Well, that sounds like that's a lot. How is this going to affect oil and gas markets and U.S. consumers?
It hasn't had a big effect just yet, but traders and analysts are saying that it could influence us if the conflict continues to escalate. I spoke to David Purcell about that today. He's managing director of research at Tudor, Pickering, and Holt. Purcell says if Russia goes after control of the Georgian pipelines, it could give them even more geopolitical pull in the global markets.
They could physically shut the pipeline off and say, no, we're not. No oil's going to flow through here. And that gives them leverage in the Caspian Sea. What they could also do that's less onerous, but they could increase a pipeline tariff.
And that would mean higher prices eventually getting passed on to us. But so far, Alex, there hasn't been an uptick in oil prices.
And I've been a little surprised at that this week because with a kind of war breaking out in that region, it's not a huge war, but still it's a conflict in that region. And often markets, the oil market especially, does respond to that.
That's right. Fottlegate thinks the reason it hasn't is because the prices are so overly inflated. He's worried, though, about some Russian tactics. He says that the Russians have strong-armed Shell to sell off part of its interests, and now they're doing that to BP and its joint venture with TNK.
These are tactics that we can see clearly the Kremlin behind it. It is not business to business. It's the government is basically flexing its muscles.
So investment banks, Alex, are starting to take notice and get a little worried here.
Thanks, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.